Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Panelists suggested that immigrants have proven to be important players in the economic revitalization of communities. They also addressed the current feeling of fear forwarded by many, linking refugees, especially Muslims, to terrorism. Activist and Muslim American Julie Al-Ghabani recalled growing up in a time when people of different backgrounds got along just fine, but that's been lost in today's rhetoric.
I always encourage people that if you've never had a conversation with someone from another country, if you've never had a conversation with someone from a religion that you don't know anything about and don't understand, have that conversation, because 9 times out of 10, they're going to want to talk to you.
The Trump administration and its policies toward refugees and immigrants was explored. Also discussed was the difference between the refugee situation in Europe and the already vetted refugees arriving in America. Julia Hall with Amnesty International says Trump is a sounding board for even hotter anti-refugee sentiment in Europe.
The populist movement is a global movement, and Trump is really just exploiting it in many ways. We see these movements in the Netherlands. We see them in Germany, in Hungary, in Poland.
Hall was asked about anti-refugee and anti-Muslim tones and the openness by some about those opinions. Many liken it to the sentiment against Jews in pre-World War II Europe. But Hall says that happened because the people allowed it to be normalized.
One of the key things that happened in the 30s was that there was complicity. People normalized what was happening in the 30s in Germany in particular. And all of a sudden, it wasn't so strange to see Jews wearing Stars of David. It wasn't so strange to see people being rounded up. It wasn't so strange to hear this horrible, hate-filled rhetoric. And that is what we have. That is the one thing I hope there is a takeaway for people with respect to this notion of what happened in the 30s is no complicity, no normalization. We stand up and we take notice of these negative developments and we push back and we fight against them.
Daisy Doherty was among the students in attendance. She's a graduate physical therapy student who previously did volunteer work at Lafayette High School in Buffalo, working with some of those who came to the city from abroad.
I've definitely had a firsthand experience. I kind of just like to share and say how positive they are for our area. One of the students who I worked with at Lafayette High School was one of the, she was awarded the Bill Gates Millennium Scholarship.
With Doherty was Alexis Lilly, a first-year master's student in social work.
I just wanted to hear from professionals in the community about their opinion and what is really true about this and what is not. I think it's really great that Damon has such a big tie with refugees in Buffalo.
After hearing the discussion, Lilly intends to become more connected with refugee and immigrant interests. Several in attendance also asked about how they could get more involved. Michael Mosiak, WBFO News.